This is GQDN for Friday, September 26th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Questworthy. So if you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Yes. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, there's going to be a hack and slash game going to Nintendo, including a NBA game as well. We're going to be talking about a Hollow Knight Silksong speedrunner, and how would you like to pre-order the ROG Xbox Ally and Ally X. But we begin today with WCCF Tech, and they did say that EA, Electronic Arts, wants to become a private company, because right now there's a $50 billion buyout for the company. And according to the Wall Street Journal, if the buyout does go through, it will be going down as the, quote, largest leveraged buyout ever, end quote. Right now the deals are not clear. We don't know if it's going to go through or not. That's according to WCCF Tech. But this deal does include Saudi Arabia and its growing interest in the video game industry. And it's not the first time that we've seen EA changing the ownership, because there were reports that Disney was looking to acquire EA back in 2023, but nothing became of that. So is this deal going to go through? Well, stay tuned. But they don't make Final Fantasy VII. According to GamesRadar.com, people did not like the controversial ending to Final Fantasy VII, but the director does insist that Part 3 is, quote, in safe hands. So, if you went through that game, like I did, it would have a very controversial ending to it. That said, there was an interview with JP Games, and Naki Hamaguchi, which is the director of the Final Fantasy VII Remake, sequel, and Part 3, did talk about the game's theme would be. And he was saying that Square Enix, quote, is working on that right now, end quote, because they're building some running where you could actually experience what the theme is in the gameplay. He did also talk about the developers, because they know what they're going with, and he did assure the fans, quote, it's looking like it's going in the right direction, and we'll keep working on it and make it even better, end quote. With the lines, what he said in other interviews is that the upcoming game right now is, quote, shaping up nicely, end quote, because a lot of it apparently is playable right now, quote. So hopefully in the near future we'll be able to reveal some of that, end quote. Now we know that Part 3 for the remake is the finale, and that'll be the revamped JRPG trilogy from Square Enix. Should be good. Should be good. We'll see. We shall see. But could you stop bugging clap hands? Okay, I'm just joking. But PushSquare.com did say that the developers are not, because what we do know is that everybody's golf hotshots was taken over by Bandai Namco, and Clap Hands was making everybody's golf games since the PlayStation 1 days. So Clap Hands got up on X and said, quote, thanks to all of you. Easy come, easy golf for Nintendo Switch is celebrating its third anniversary this month. We are truly grateful for your continued support and for playing the game. A special message from our CEO, Masashi Morimori, I'm sorry, and I probably did butcher it anyway, so sorry about that, has been posted to mark this occasion. We hope you take a moment to read it, end quote. But here is the message from the CEO of Clap Hands. Quote, message on the third anniversary of the Nintendo Switch version of Easy Come, Easy Golf. Thanks to all of you. The Nintendo Switch version of Easy Come, Easy Golf is celebrating its third anniversary this month. We made it this far solely because of dedicated users like you. We would like to express our heartfelt gratitude once again. Over the past 3 years, approximately 4 including the Apple Arcade version. We have learned so much from your feedback. We will continue evolving to deliver more surprises and excitement to our fans. Please note that due to our long-standing involvement in developing Everybody's Golf franchise, we continue to receive questions and inquiries about Everybody's Golf Hotshots. However, while we can provide necessary improvements and support for the titles we developed directly in the past at the request of Sony Entertainment, we are not involved in developing Everybody's Golf Hotshots. We kindly ask for your understanding. We look forward to your continued support of Clap Hands. End quote. So just know, if you're looking to blame Clap Hands on the current Everybody's Golf game, it's not them. And they're just saying it. I wonder what you could play that on. Engadget did say that you can pre-order the Xbox LEX and the Xbox Alley. So, Microsoft did reveal how much these handhelds will cost. And right now, they are available for pre-order. So, the ROG Xbox LEX, which has the ultimate high-performance handheld because it's built for the most demanding players, will cost $1,000. Now, the Xbox Alley, for all the casual players and the avid enthusiast, will cost $600. Now, Microsoft did unveil the consoles, handhelds, back at Summer Games Fest, and it was also revealed that the consoles will be on the store shelves by October 16th, and they just announced the prices, so the prices are solid. Now, they did go over the specs, which I'm not going to get into, but if you want to do it, if you want to see the specs, the show notes are in the GQDN show notes if you're a Patreon. So go to it. Now, if you play a Hollow Knight Silk Song, Games Radar did say that there's a speedrunner, and the speedrunner was the first person to go through the game in less than 1 hour. And they're already planning a faster route. Boy, in fact, it only took 58 minutes and 52 seconds. And that was done by the speedrunner Nebula, and that speedrun was very quick. And they did call via the tracking website speedrun.com, because they haven't even started accepting the run submissions yet, and they will not for the next 4 days, because that will, quote, provide game moderators and the community time to establish categories and rules, end quote. But if you need some tips and tricks, Nebula did explain in the video's description, quote, the missed route is actually slightly outdated, end quote, because a couple of weeks have passed through the post-launch and people were going through the last judge, which is about 40 seconds faster than the average missed. And this is about a 30-ish hour playthrough for the game. Interesting. Oh, hey, Galvin. Polygon did say that Magic is now releasing some more Final Fantasy cards, including Chocobo Bundle. It's a Chocobo! And the cards do look really good. Yes, they do. And yes, there are some Chocobos. Cloud's Riding One. Indeed, there are. And they did show up some of the boxes which the Chocobos could be in, along with some other boxes. In fact, there are some prices right here. The Play Booster is $7. The Collector Booster is $38. Commander Deck is $70. The Collector's Edition Commander Deck is $150. Final Fantasy VII Commander Deck Game Edition is $100. Bundle is $70. Gift Bundle is $90. Chocobo Bundle is $110. Scene Box is $42, and the Starter Kit is $20. So if you want some, well, maybe you can get this instead. Nintendo Everything said that NBA Bounce launch is here, because this is today's release of the NBA Bounce, and the game has launched today. They did show a trailer for all the mascots playing some basketball for Nintendo Switch, and this one's for Switch too, or I should say as well. It's Smith and Dungeon, crafting the legendary weapons. The Zoo Corporation did announce that they will be releasing Smith & Dungeon Crafting, and they'll be available on October 2nd, 2025. Yes, it will. So if you got a Switch or Switch 2, it'll be out for you next week if you want it. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., twitch.tv/Dawnforge. That's right, it's the weekly show. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. It's tomorrow night. We talk about all the news, our opinions. So go play some video games, people.